going to get into the racing now, which we do here every Saturday morning. And occasionally, just occasionally, we are spoilt because we're joined by the great Lizzie Jelfs from Sky Thoroughbred Central. And Lizzie's late mail, when she has a look at the yard, the pick of the yard, there are people all over Australia who just sit there waiting to hear what she comes up with. She's legendary. Just being able to look at a horse. I mean, imagine this. Just being able to look at a horse and go, righto, yeah, I like that one. In a slightly different voice. But that's what she does, and people love it. Anyway, Lizzie's on the line. How are you, Lizzie?
I'm very well, thank you, Luke. Yeah, looking forward to a good day of racing. Of course, we're racing in Sydney at Kembla Grange due to all the, you know, the current lockdowns of the LGAs.
Yes.
But looking forward to a really exciting day. It's great to be at the track still.
Terrific. And look, I have a little share in a horse that raced on Wednesday, and you were terribly complimentary about her appearance third up, trained by the Freedmans, a horse called Donado. And it was very kind. She looks good and... funny, isn't it? I mean, we talk about all the things that you observe and say, and owners of flesh just, I wonder if Lizzie thinks it looks good. Amazing.
Well, she ran a lot better, didn't she?
She did
run a lot better. I think she's knocking at the door. You might be celebrating a win.
I hope so. I do hope so. All right, what do you like at Kembla, Lizzie?
Look, it's a tough day across the board. There's 10 races. I'm actually waiting until the last race. Race 10, number 7, I like So Am I. He's really good value at the moment. He's been hitting the line strongly in weaker company, and he's ready to step up, and there's a bit of speed on it. He's about the $8 at the moment, so he's the one I like at Kembla Grange.
Okay, so that's the last at Kembla, number 7, So Am I, ridden by the great Hugh Bowman today. Anywhere else we should be looking?
Well, Caulfield's got a fantastic meeting on as well. I've looked around to find some horses that I know quite well who are racing well in Sydney. And, of course, they're racing now in Melbourne. And a horse called Frosty Rocks is in race 9, number 3. He's terrific value. He's a beautiful grey horse. He gets up on speed, makes his own luck. He's about the $7 at the moment. And there's no designated leader, and he loves to lead. So if he gets his own way in front, he'd give your money a good shout for a long way, and he can run, you know, really well at the each way quote.
Okay, that's Frosty Rocks in the last at Caulfield. Am I right in thinking, I hope I'm right in saying this, you actually worked when you were working amongst stables. Did you not work in Melbourne? Is that where you were originally?
Yeah, originally I started in Melbourne. I came over from the UK and I started in Adelaide first for the great Lindsay Park, and then transferred over to Melbourne and worked there for a very, very long time.
And what did you do, if you don't mind me asking? I think this is really interesting.
I basically, at the start, I was just riding and mucking out boxes and started right from the bottom. And yeah, I loved it. It was the best job in the world. And then I travelled all around Australia with horses and then all around the world with horses as well. Working for the same company, working for Lindsay Park, and it sort of all my experiences, you know, led me into this path of looking at horses in the yard. But the true love, Luke, is the animal, and you know, I wouldn't do this without the love of horses.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Have you got a thought for Doomben today?
I do. Another horse that's going really well in Sydney called Silent Agenda. He's race 4, number 10. Apprentice Jaden Lloyd rides him. I think he gets a really good claim, and Joe Pride's horses are going excellently at the moment. So he would be the horse that I think can run the best at the shorter quote. He's about the $5 at the moment. So race 4, number 10 at Doomben.
Lovely. Lizzie, thank you so much for getting up early for us. I really appreciate it. Have a great day.
No problem. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Lizzie. Lizzie Jelfs from Sky Thoroughbred Central. If you're not a horsey person, you're wondering, Lizzie Jelfs. I've heard that, and that's because she does this pick of the yard. So on again, if you're a racing person, this is of interest. If you're not, you're probably saying, "Oh, come on!" But they parade the horses, and they all make their comment, and she's in the yard where the horses are parading, and she looks at them all, and she's got this eye, this uncanny thing, where she can just look at the beast and go, you know, in her own mind, she would never say this out loud because she just told you that she loves a horse. But she's probably thinking to herself, this thing's half donkey. It can't win today. Give me a break. She said, oh, not looking that good. And then she can just by looking at them, say, bloody hell, look at that horse. And very often she'll tip a winner, and sometimes at good odds. So that's Lizzie Jelfs from Sky Thoroughbred Central.